What a wonderful day in the neighborhood. I remind myself of Mr. Rogers today. Oh, hello. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve. Now, if you had a chance to visit Africa, what country would you start with? And what makes one country stand out as unique from the others? Today, we'll visit the country of Rwanda in our lesson. It's called A Visit with Gorillas. Gorillas, yes, those big creatures. Actually, we'll focus more on gorillas tomorrow. But in today's lesson, we'll learn more about one of the other things that makes Rwanda special, and that is Rwanda's lush landscape. Rwanda's lush landscape. So friends, open your magazine and let's get started. A wonderful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be my neighbor?
A Visit with Gorillas. Rwanda provides experiences that stay in your heart. Several years ago, my wife and I took a life-changing trip to Rwanda in search of endangered mountain gorillas. On one of our final days of the trip, one of our guides and new friends, Isaac, asked us a profound question. What things will you miss about Rwanda? I'd like to share those things with you. Rwanda is incredibly lush, incredibly green, and incredibly scenic. The land of a thousand hills expanded before us as we drove. We found ourselves shooting photo after photo, trying to capture the essence of the area and its unique landscape.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 profound 这个形容词 F-O-U-N-D 这个字根有底部的意思，所以 profound 是指深奥的或者是深刻的。例如 The novel is profound and not easy to understand. 这本小说非常深奥，所以不是很容易了解。或者是 Students love this professor for the profound wisdom of his words. 这位教授的话非常有智慧，所以深受学生们的喜爱。Profound 也指强烈的或者是极度的。例如 The childhood tragedy has had a profound impact on Stephen's life. Stephen 幼时的悲剧对他的人生造成极深刻的影响。接下来我们看的是 essence, 这个不可数名词。Essence 是指本质、实质或者是要素。例如 The essence of marriage is affection and self-sacrifice. 婚姻的要素是挚爱以及自我牺牲。或者是 In essence, the couple...are similar in values, even though their temperaments are different. 就本质而言，这对夫妻的价值观很类似，虽然性格不一样。Essence 也指植物或者是花的香精或精油。例如 add 2 drops of vanilla essence to the coffee before you serve it. 要上咖啡前加两滴香草精到咖啡里。
Thank you so much, Michelle.Okay, friends, our lesson is called A Visit with Gorillas. Let's see. Tomorrow is when we will actually visit the gorillas. However, a lot of people go to Rwanda to see gorillas because that is one of the draws or the attractions in Rwanda.
But there are several things about Rwanda that are amazing, and we're going to learn about a few of those.Rwanda provides experiences that stay in your heart. So these experiences are experiences you will always remember. Several years ago, my wife and I, of course, our author is speaking, took a life-changing trip to Rwanda in search of endangered mountain gorillas.
And before we can continue with our life-changing lesson today, let's take a look at that word, life-changing. If something is life-changing, you see these two words added together, right, to make kind of an adjective. If something is life-changing, it's something that has changed your life.
For example, several years ago, I went on a missions trip to Poland. Mm-hmm. And that missions trip was incredibly life-changing.
Oh, really? Can you explain a little bit about how life-changing it was? Did it change the way you think about things or the way that you do things?
Well, it definitely changed the way that I viewed the world. It was my first time going on an overseas missions trip, and it made me realize that I could be a lot more outgoing and look for ways to encourage people rather than always wanting people to reach out to me.
That's really cool, Rebecca. Thanks for sharing that. And friends, yes, if you have a life-changing experience, it will change your life in some way, okay? Maybe not every way, but at least maybe something about the way that you think or interact with people. So maybe you can share about one of your life-changing experiences. Well, how do we continue?
Our lesson says, on one of our final days of the trip, one of our guides and new friends, Isaac, asked us a profound question. Before we find out what that question is, let's talk about this word, profound.
Well, we will. And Michelle talked about this word a little bit earlier. And this means having or showing deep thought or insight. So you could ask a profound question that gets people to really think about deep things, or you could maybe share something that is really profound.
For example, or another way that you can use this word, at the meeting, it seemed like there was a lot of controversy. People were arguing about different things. But then all of a sudden, little Tim got up and he said something very simple, but very profound. And he said, "We need to speak quietly, and we need to respect one another."
Little Tim, tiny Tim, I love you. Very profound indeed. And I'm sure that changed the atmosphere of the entire meeting. Well, friends, let's continue here learning about this profound question. What things will you miss about Rwanda? I'd like to share those things with you. So this question got him thinking, wow, what kinds of things will I miss about this place? I'm sure he missed a lot. I'm sure he could talk about a lot, but he's just going to talk about a few things with us.
So we read, Rwanda is incredibly lush, incredibly green, and incredibly scenic. The land of a thousand hills expanded before us as we drove. So I would say that the first thing that he will miss about Rwanda is the land.
Exactly. It has a very lush landscape, right? This idea that it's very green. There are a lot of plants. He says, we found ourselves shooting photo after photo, trying to capture the essence of the area and its unique landscape. Well, there's a sentence pattern right here that we'd like to talk about. Something after something, okay? Verb and then noun after noun. So this means that you're doing something over and over again. So they're taking photos over and over again.
Right. For example, Gabe kept eating cookie after cookie. I think he probably ate about 20 cookies.
And they were delicious, Rebecca.
I bet they were.
Oh, yeah. Well, friends, we do have another example sentence or another sentence pattern we'd like to talk about here. And that is the essence of something. Michelle was talking about the essence of vanilla, right? Or maybe, Rebecca, you like to have a diffuser that has like the essence of mint and other things like that, right?
Oh, yes. The essence of mint and eucalyptus, peppermint.
That's right.
That's wonderful.
But in our lesson, the essence means the basic thing about something that makes it unique. They're trying to capture the essence of Rwanda.
But later, we're going to see this word trekking. Let's learn more about this word in the
InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud, friends. Ken, I know that you like to hike, but do you like trekking?
You know, I wish I had the time for trekking, Carolyn. But with my busy schedule, I can only go for day hikes.
Friends, a day hike is a hike or a trip that you can take in a day. But trekking is another expression for doing multi-day backpacking trips.
Carolyn, let's not confuse everyone because there is another meaning for the word backpacking.
That's right, Ken. Backpacking has also come to mean traveling cheaply, using public transportation and cheap hostels. The name comes from the backpack people use to carry everything they need for such a trip.
But a backpacking trip is a hike out into the wilderness that usually involves camping. This is also known as trekking.
Going trekking means you are going on a trek, which in English means going on foot through difficult terrain, such as mountainous areas or the jungle.
Trek is originally a Dutch word, which means packing up all your belongings into a cart and going on a long, slow, difficult journey.
Of course, now one of the most famous treks is Star Trek, the TV show and movie where the characters packed up everything into a starship and went on a long journey.
我们曾经讲过爬山英文叫做 hiking, 这是一个很广义的字，它可以指远足或是一天的健行，有娱乐目的的爬山。Trekking 意思就不大一样了。Trekking 是一种 backpacking trip, 也就是背着backpack, 重装的长途跋涉。因此 hiking 可以当天完成，但 trekking 一定会花上很多天，而且会走相当长的距离。要注意，如果光讲 backpacking, 意思又不同了。Backpacking 是做背包客，也就是背着背包做长途的自助旅行。一般来讲 backpacking 会去到不同的国家，不同的城市，住的地方是便宜的青年旅社。但一个 backpacking trip 一定是在大自然当中，晚上是在户外搭帐篷过夜。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次节目再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning with an experience from Andrew Gull, his trip to Rwanda several years ago. He went to the land of 1,000 hills, and he took his camera with him. He was trying to get the essence of Rwanda. Well, I don't think he did it justice. I don't think that his pictures did it justice. Rwanda is just so amazing. Where exactly did he go in Rwanda? Well, let's find out more.Right now.
A visit with gorillas. But over 1,000 photographs later, we concluded that our photographs truly do not do Rwanda justice, not by a long shot. With such an inviting landscape just down the mountain from our temporary doorstep,the Virunga Lodge, we couldn't wait to explore it. When it came time to trek to the gorillas the next morning, we did just that. During our trip, we embarked on 2 gorilla treks with varying degrees of difficulty, up 2 of the 8 mountains in the Virunga mountain range, Mount Sabino and Mount Karisimbi, respectively.
OK, 继续我们看 embark 这个动词 ,em 这个字首有进入的意思 ,bark 这个字根有船的意思。所以 embark 本来是指登船，例如 ,we embarked at 基隆 to Tokyo, 我们从基隆登船去东京。但是 embark 在今天的课文中是指开始或者是着手进行。如果要说明开始什么的话是用 on 这个介系词。例如 Dad reconfirmed all our reservations before we embarked on our trip. 爸爸在我们出发去旅行前都再次确认所有的订票跟订房了。最后我们看这段课文的最后一个字 respectively, 这个副词。Respectively 是指各自地或分别地。例如 The sisters won the first and second places in this beauty pageant respectively. 这对姐妹分别得到这个选美比赛的第一及第二名。 或者是 Ted and his brother Peter were admitted to Harvard in 1989 and 1991 respectively. Ted 和弟弟 Peter 分别在1989年以及1991年进入哈佛大学就读。如果去掉字尾的 ly, respective 就是形容词。例如 every student went back to their respective dorm rooms after the welcome party. 迎新派对结束之后每个学生都各自回到自己的寝室中。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Okay, so did Andrew Gall catch the essence of Rwanda? Well, kind of. But he says here, over 1,000 photographs later, we concluded that our photographs truly do not do Rwanda justice, not even by a long shot. Friends, do you know what those phrases mean?First of all, to do something justice, that is to accurately represent something as it truly is.
That's right. So let's say that you have a picture. And you could say, this picture does not do the beautiful scenery justice. It's far more beautiful to visit a place in person than to look at a picture.
Exactly. Often we use this phrase when talking about pictures, right? We try to capture the essence of a place.But these pictures just don't do the place justice.
Or, let's say that there's a movie that's written about a person. You could say, this movie actually doesn't do the person's life justice. It's not really portraying the person in the way that, you know, things actually happened.
Yeah, exactly. Well, friends, there's another phrase here, not by a long shot. What is that all about? Well, first of all, a long shot is a guess...that has only a small chance of being right. So basically, not by a long shot means not at all.
For example, did you ever see the movie The Hobbit? Or I should say the movies
yeah,
The Hobbit.
Because it was one book, but they split it into three long movies.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
They were very good.
Did you see the Lord of the Rings movies?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would say that The Hobbit movies were not nearly as good as the Lord of the Rings movies. Not by a long shot.
Oh, really?
In my opinion, you might disagree, but I definitely thought that the Lord of the Rings movies were better. By a long shot.
By a long shot. Okay, so that means they were way better. All right, well, thank you for sharing your opinion.
No problem.
And that's how you use this phrase, friends. So think of another way to use it. By a long shot, okay? With such an inviting landscape just down the mountain from our temporary doorstep, the Virunga Lodge...We couldn't wait to explore it. Okay, so there's a lot in Rwanda that you can explore when you visit.
When it came time to trek to the gorillas the next morning, we did just that.
Wait, hold on a second before we continue. Doesn't that word just mean only?
We did just that? No, I think in this case it means that...This is what we did when it was time to do something. This is what we were supposed to do, so we did it.
Exactly. So sometimes the word just means only. We did only that. But in this lesson, it means exactly. We did exactly that.
So when it came time for us to hike to the top of the mountain, guess what we did? We did just that.
Well, let's continue here. Did they see gorillas? We read, during our trip, we embarked on two gorilla treks with varying degrees of difficulty. Varying degrees of difficulty. That means different levels of difficulty. Some parts were easy, some parts were hard.
And when I see these two words, it automatically makes me think of different food dishes. So let's say that there are several different food dishes. We could say, Each of the dishes have varying degrees of spiciness. Some are spicier than others.
Very nice. Well, there was varying degrees of difficulty for these treks as they hiked up some mountains. Friends, just so you know, these aren't just any old regular mountains. Actually, both of them are volcanoes. They're inactive volcanoes. Well, right now it is time for us to go and
To who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Welcome to Who Knows? We'll be reviewing our travel article today on a particular country in Africa. With us is Samuel Stuffy.
How are you, Sam?
Actually, I would prefer if you called me Samuel. I do not understand why people must shorten everything.
Well, we're glad you could join us, Samuel. Also with us is Cliff Clay.
Hey there, how y'all doing?
Great! I think we're ready for our first review question. What African country did the author travel to?
Why would anyone want to go to Africa? It's so hot and boring there.
No, it isn't. I mean, I haven't been there or anything, but I watch a lot of National Geographic on TV. So I know Africa has amazing wildlife and beautiful landscape.
That's right, Cliff. But let's get back to our question, gentlemen. Hint, it's in Central Africa. Samuel.
Well, you just gave the answer away. Central Africa. C-A-R, that is the Central African Republic.
Sorry. No, more specifically, East Central Africa. Cliff.
Let's see. Uganda.
Close.
Republic of the Congo.
No.
The Democratic Republic of the Congo.
No, but it's right next door to it.
Rwanda?
Correct!
Well, what's so special about that place?
It's known for its lush landscape.
Oh. Exactly. Rwanda has incredible scenery. Okay, on to our next question. We learned the author took more than 1,000 photos in Rwanda trying to capture the blank of the area. Was it A, justice, B, trek, C, essence, or D, degree? Samuel.
Why would they need to take that many photos unless they wanted to prove something? So I'm going for A, justice.
A good guess, but not right. Cliff.
C, essence.
That's correct, Cliff. They were trying to capture the essence of the area. But it sounds like a place you need to go see with your own eyes.
I'll do it from the couch.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Okay, on to our last question. So, what did the author and his wife go to see? What animal?
Gorillas?
That's right, Samuel, and that makes you today's winner!
Really? That was just a wild guess.
Way to go, man.
Thanks.
And perhaps you'll consider taking a trip to Rwanda or another African country.
Well, I've never really thought about that, but...
Here's your prize. It's a reminder for you to go and see this in the wild. Hmm. Anyway, thanks everyone for watching, and see you next time on... Who knows?
You know what? I am really interested in going to Rwanda now because I think it would be cool to hike up these mountains, these inactive volcanoes like Mount Sabino.
Oh, actually, they are quite beautiful. I love hiking. I would enjoy hiking up these mountains as well.
And you can go and find some gorillas.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Gabe, we are going to go find some gorillas tomorrow.
Right here at
Studio Classroom. Right here?
Well, in our lesson.
Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.